Welcome back to the Take What You Need podcast, hosted by yours truly, the one and only me, Ann Finellis. Welcome back. As you heard the preview, the song I played at the intro, we're talking about this show that decided to, you know, make a comeback late last year. But before we dive into that topic, just want to recap briefly about last week. And just want to make sure my message was clear with what I was saying. And that is basically, when it comes to Black History Month, Black anything, I think gatekeeping is cool. I think gatekeeping is what we should do. Tired of this holiday, this month, the celebration being turned into something that it wasn't supposed to be or was never intended to be. So gatekeeping is my answer. That's my final answer. I think that's something for us, you know, it should be for us, by us, and only us. I think Solange would agree, and a few other scholars would agree as well. I'm just, you know, when something is near and dear to you, you kind of just don't want to share it with everyone, especially people who don't appreciate it that much. So gatekeeping is my answer. If you have anything better, then let's have a conversation. I said that a little bit. It sounds a little bit rude, but I'm just saying, I think gatekeeping is what we should start thinking about. So this famous show that changed television a lot, and that is Sex and the City, that premiered on HBO years ago, and it was like actually 1998. Crazy. I was way too young to be watching the show. I watched only a few episodes, but I didn't get it when I was young, but I watched it a little bit as a teen, and then I rewatched the entire series from episode 1, aka season 1, to season 6, like I think 2 years ago, and I was like, this show wasn't that good. You know, it for its time, yes, but did it age well? No. It didn't age like fine wine. It didn't age well at all. It kind of aged like some of the characters. Now, you might be thinking that's a rude thing to say, but watch the show. But I do want to give a disclaimer before you get into this episode. I want to say it's full of spoilers. If you haven't seen And Just Like That on HBO, you probably just want to pause, binge watch it, watch the entire series, and then come back, listen to it, and, you know, kind of form your own opinions, because I want you to be able to enjoy a show. I'm not one of those people who, you know, is so quick to give spoilers. I have given you a disclaimer, and if you're still here, that's mean you don't care. You probably don't care or already seen it, but either way, let's go. So I'm going to say And Just Like That is a sequel to Sex and the City. And overall, for me, I am not a fan, but I see where it was going. I see the direction, and it wasn't giving. It fell flat. It wasn't giving at all. So first and foremost, I want to say the original cast was not there. Our favorite, Kim Cattrall, aka Samantha Jones, the publicist, was not on this series. And I, for some people, it's probably, you probably already know this, but her and Sarah Jessica Parker weren't really friends or good coworkers in real life. Like, Kim Cattrall did not like working with her at all. And I'm like, okay, well, I've never known that. Honestly, never looked into that to actually care, but hey, if you're going to bring a show back and the favorite character that everyone loves is not going to be on it, you got to really ask yourself, will it work? And in this case, it did not work. Before I jump into the next point, because the storyline, I want to get into the storyline, but another spoiler alert. I mean, if you're making it, if you're still listening, and I'm going to stop saying spoiler alert and just spoil it, but Big died. And he died in a quite dramatic way on the first episode. And I didn't expect him to pass. But I felt like that was a way to get our attention, because I was really curious to see how would Carrie live without Big. because, you know, y'all remember Carrie. She was pressed for big. I don't know why. Probably because his pockets were big and long. I don't know. That's the only thing I've seen about him that was, I'm not even going to say worth it, because I'm not the type of girl to chase a man that has money. I'm really not. But, yeah. He passed. He died. And the person who plays Stanford Blanche, Willie Garrison, rest in peace, he died in real life. So he was on the series for a few episodes, and then apparently his storyline was that he left, and because him and his boyfriend, I forgot his name, whoever got his name, probably doesn't matter right now. it does. But they were arguing and he left and did something else with his life. It didn't really make any sense, because it's like, just wrap the story up in a way that makes sense. And I know when someone passes unexpectedly, it's kind of hard to do that. But being that he was a best friend of someone on the show, it was just a little bit weird. Watch it, see it, you know what I'm talking about. And they introduced a lot of new characters this season. A lot of new characters that don't have much background stories and didn't really care for her. Che didn't care for her. Nicole Ann Parker, I love her as a person that I see online. I can't say as a person because I don't know her well. And there was someone else, I forgot her name. Her name is Seema Patel. She's a new character. She was Carrie's real estate agent who was trying to sell the house of where her and Big lived, and her and Carrie became friends. Didn't really care for that actor. But the three new, well, it's actually one more as well. I forgot. Miranda's professor. The common theme of these new people, aside from them being women, is that they're people of color. Two black and one, I believe she's Indian heritage. Yeah, she's Indian. Just wanted to make sure. So she's Indian and she's actually from the UK. So she has an accent. I love that. But anyways, she was on, and to me, I just felt it was this very just forced. I don't like when you introduce a new character to a new series or to a new season and not give any like context of who they are. It's just, to me, like, it's been years since I've seen this show. You want to bring it back and you're bringing me all these characters and you're giving me all these, you know, color people, but you're making them like a supporting actress or some type of sidekick. I didn't really care for it. The storyline progression in this series was very stagnant. After Big died, all Carrie would say is, my husband is dead. My husband died. My husband just died. And it was becoming so redundant, so repetitive, I was over it. Miranda in real life, played by Cynthia Nixon, is gay in real life. And I guess they wanted to introduce that to her character. And it just didn't make any sense because of the person she was pursuing, Che Diaz. It's just not for Miranda. I feel like Miranda has to play catch up in terms of age. And Miranda, you've been married to Steve so long. You sure you want to go this direction? You sure you want to go back into that dating scene, that dating life? You want to go to LA to pursue Che? Che's not funny. Just want to say that. And the whole Che calling her Rambo, it's just not funny. Stop it. It just was like, I was over it. Charlotte finally having a black friend that is so similar to her and has the same interests. It was just very forced. There's an episode where she realized that she has no black friends. I'm like, girl, you live in New York, you're rich as hell, your husband's a lawyer, you're Jewish, all your friends are white. Of course you haven't had any black friends. It took you this long to realize that you have no black friends? Interesting. Anyways. And as I mentioned before, Carrie has a new friend. All the girls got a new friend. How many people does it take for them to replace Miranda? The answer is zero. Because no one can replace Miranda. I mean, sorry, Samantha. So the answer is zero. Again, the person who plays Lisa Todd is Nicole Ann Nicole Ari Parker. She's amazing. I would love to see her in more roles, leading lady roles. Non-Tyler Perry movies, please. Just a preference. If you're going to do it, just do it right. And last but not least, Cynthia Nixon, professor who is Black, Dr. Naya, who her storyline is that her and her husband been together for a while and trying to have a kid. And I'm like, interesting. I don't know how the friendship is forming because at first it was cringy to watch, kind of weird. And in some way they became friends, and Dr. Naya feels as if she can talk to Cynthia about whatever's going on. It just, to me, didn't match, didn't make much sense, and again, felt forced. They also made Steve a little bit deaf, kind of aged him a little bit. And I'm like, Steve is so much more than that, but I guess. So Miranda and Steve have, you know, their son Brady, who's a little bit older now, has a girl who's at the house. I guess she just, I don't know, packed up and moved in with them, and all Brady and his girlfriend do is have sex, and all the parents do is complain about it. And I'm just wondering, where is this girl's parents? Like, why is she still here? Like, isn't she like in high school or something? Like, she's still here and hasn't left. But I guess or whatever. Now, the reason why I say it's giving fake woke and is very performative is because selectively they decided to put more Black and brown people into this season. And I get that, you know, diversity, this, that, and the third. And I know a lot of us been saying that we wish Sex and the City had more Black characters. But I think we get to the point that we should stop saying more Black people and be a lot more specific. It's easy to put Black people in certain seats, certain positions, certain roles in TV and film, but they don't really fully develop their characters. They're more like sidekicks than leading actors or actresses. I like to call everyone actors. I don't know. I've heard it before, and to me, I just love an actor. But anyways, I just didn't sell it. They just didn't sell it well to me. It just wasn't as persuasive as they try to make it be. I think the only friends who were a great match was Carrie and Seema, because they just, for some reason, they meshed at first. Seema seemed a little bit different than Carrie, but Carrie ultimately warmed up. And I feel like Carrie was kind of like, you know, moving away from her friends. I feel like the friend group was slowly but surely drifting away from each other. They were all getting friends around the same time, and the friends that they were meeting had the same interests as them. Except for Miranda and Dr. Naya. To me, again, that was weird. I get the connection. She's a professor. She's a student. And also, Miranda going back to school, to me, was kind of like, girl, you have a whole law degree. Your husband owns a restaurant. Do you want to go back to school? I mean, if education is important to you, by all means, do it. But I'm just going to say, if I ever went to law school and I became a lawyer in New York City, I'm not going back to school. That's just me. So her whole entire thing about her going back to school, I didn't buy it. I didn't believe it. I wish there was more love with her and her husband. But I guess they were falling down a slippery slope and they did not get back up. It was good and gone, sadly. Now, on the show, Sarah Jessica Parker, but Carrie was on a podcast with two other hosts, Che and some other goofy person. I completely forgot his name. Let me see. His name was Jack, played by Bobby Lee. I would never listen to that podcast. The podcast made no sense. It felt more like a radio show than a podcast. And I don't know how Carrie got this job. Nepotism, probably. Probably because she's Carrie Bradshaw. They gave her this podcast with the two other co-hosts. But to me, it was this blah. I felt like there wasn't a writer's room for this show. I felt like there was the same person who created Sex and the City wrote this show. I'm trying not to say the show was bad. Did I hate watch it? I wouldn't say hate. I would say observance. I watched it for research purposes. I just had to know where they were going with this show. And I gave it the benefit of the doubt. I watched every episode from to beginning. I didn't stop it. I fully invested myself into the show. Just to be disappointed. Just want to say that part, of course. It just was not giving. It gave me nothing. It just, to me, I hate when I get done watching a show and it leaves me more confused and happy. It just didn't make sense in the storylines. And I think that's a thing. When you have a show that was successful and then years go by and then you want to bring that show back alive again, you have to really ask yourself why. Are their lives picking up where it ended, where we ended it, or are we going a different direction? Like, what is it? Because there's so many beautiful stories out there to tell without telling the same ones that's already been told before. And just like that, didn't need to happen. But here we are. Will they be renewed for a new season? I think they will. It's called Privilege. White Privilege. It got a lot of views. So, of course, it will be renewed for another season. And I'm going to watch it just to see, does it get any worse? Does it get any better? Because there was a lot of criticism about this, from the fashion to the storyline to the characters to everything. And we're still in a pandemic. So the show was filmed during COVID. So, and New York at that. I say that because I'm just asking, did we need it back now? Did we need it back ever or at all? Leave it where it is. Leave it where it was. Because I'm simply just not a fan. I am not a fan of the show at all. Of this series and just like that. And it also had me wondering, because HBO had a different formula for this show. Instead of having you binge watch, it was a weekly drop. Every Thursday, they would drop a new episode, which I prefer because it builds a lot of anticipation and waiting for your show to come week after week versus being able to sit there and binge watch it. It works well as a formula because of the viewership increases and you're able to track, you know, the amount of people who are watching it on a weekly basis. Is it growing? Is it decreasing? I think that module should definitely stay. Netflix, take notes. I know Netflix does that for certain shows. I think that should be the thing moving forward for very good shows that are, I'm going to say, like a Snowfall that just came back, or Power. I think that's a great formula that every week to bring the viewers back to watch it together, either like live tweet or something like that. I think that would be a great idea. Now, being said the show will be renewed, I think I don't know what next season is going to look like. I can't predict anything because it was all over the place. Nothing was consistent. But one thing that Carrie was doing constantly in the show is that she was texting Samantha and some ghost person was texting her back. Samantha's not coming back next season. So the whole ghost texting and stuff like that, stop it. Stop it. Please stop. It's not going to happen. Stop teasing us. We know. So stop it. Please. Please stop the madness. Anyways, this episode was just another episode for me to just talk about a TV show that I've recently watched and wrapped up. And I just wanted to talk about it briefly so I wouldn't forget about it. And I feel like by now, if you haven't seen it, get out from under the rock. You just get out from under the rock. But if you have seen it, let's continue the conversation. Reach out to me on Instagram or Twitter. At Fan of Life, that is FANNEOFLIFE. We can definitely talk about it and we can see what you like and what you didn't like. I feel like even the fashion wasn't it. Nothing was giving at all. Nothing at all was giving. So I wouldn't say necessarily the show was bad. I just, the progression, the writing didn't really get anywhere. So I would give this season of And Just Like That, do I want to do it on a 10 scale? Yes, 10 scale. I'll give it a 5 out of 10. I'm a harsh grader, y'all. But I expect so much, and I watch so many good shows, and it's HBO. They have the budget. The budget to hire new writers, and they choose not to. So there's that. So for this week, I do not have a Black business exactly, but being that it is the last day of Black History Month, by the time you hear this, I want to say that we definitely should support more Black creators and business owners and Black everything. Now, when I say that, what I mean is that there are a few people that we follow on social media who, you know, are writers, you know, people like me, have a podcast, or are trying to use a social media atmosphere to leverage their careers. I think we should support that more. Definitely people who have businesses that they try to promote on social media. And if you've, you know, if you've used someone's services and you liked it, I'm a type person, tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. So I just want to say that. But that concludes this episode of Take What You Need. I didn't rant for that long. I kept it a little bit somewhat short and simple. So I hope you watched the show, or if you don't care to watch the show, let's talk about it. But anyways, this concludes it. Thank you for listening. If you love this episode or any of my episodes, leave a comment. Give me a 5-star rating. If you have some constructive criticism, please reach out. I am always listening to constructive criticism. I'm a type of person, I like to hear the truth. Let me know so I could be better. But anyways, thank you for listening. Here, you'll hear me in the next episode. I'm about to say see you. You won't see me. You'll hear me. All right.